Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
This story has been under wraps for almost 6 years. In 2013, New Zealand nurse Louisa Akiva and two colleagues were abducted while delivering supplies to medical facilities in northwest Syria. But in a bid to protect the 62-year-old, the New Zealand government and newspapers struck a deal to keep the story off the front page. That's now changed, with the International Committee for the Red Cross appealing for any information that might help locate Louisa and her colleagues among the ruins of the collapsing Islamic State. Tuani Rabati is a spokesman for the family.
Our sister, cousin and aunt Louisa was taken in Syria in October 2013. Our family misses her very much and is concerned for her safety. We think about her every day and hope she feels that and finds strength in that. We know she's thinking of us and that she will be worried about us too.
Jane Patterson is the political editor at Radio New Zealand and has been keeping a close eye on the story, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why has the ICRC decided to release this information now?
The situation on the ground has really changed. So in March, the Syrian Defence Force declared victory against ISIS after there'd been a last push against their stronghold, Baghouz. Now, this was tied to Louisa because the last sightings of her had been in Baghouz, and there was really a flurry at the start of the year, both from New Zealand intelligence sources and from the ICRC, when they were getting information that Louisa had been seen in Baghouz and was still alive. Now, in the intervening weeks, the Baghouz was toppled, ISIS was driven from there, and basically that was seen as the chance to find Louisa if she had been in Baghouz, but that didn't happen. So basically there's been about 3 or 4 weeks, and remember it's a very chaotic time in that area with people fleeing and streaming all across the region. So the ICRC has made the decision that now is the time, while those people are in the region and maybe more accessible, and I'm talking about ISIS fighters or other people that may have seen Louisa, to go public and call for any information about Louisa, but also two Syrian Red Cross drivers who were taken in 2013 at the same time.
This has been a controversial decision by the ICRC to publicise this information. Why didn't the New Zealand government want the information out in the public?
It was their view that until the fate of Louisa was known either way, the media blackout should continue. Now, as early as a couple of weeks ago, they had a sighting in one of the internally displaced persons camps. Of course, these are huge camps in Syria and Iraq, and there had been a sighting where someone thought they had seen Louisa, and a New Zealand official managed to get into the camp, and they went and found the person who they thought it might have been her, but it wasn't her. It was a false lead. It was an Iraqi woman. So after that, the status from the government side was that there were no active leads, but they were still pushing to keep finding her because there were still a few scenarios where she could have been either and still in one of those IDP camps but unidentified, or that the other scenario was that a small group of ISIS fighters had managed to flee Baghouz in the fighting into the desert and still had Louisa with her. So they're very much of the view that they have not given up hope that she is still alive, and they really wanted to push the media blackout as long as possible. And in the end, it wasn't the decision of the government to go public. Obviously, it was the decision of the International Committee of the Red Cross, and the New Zealand government has been very circumspect in its response to that decision yesterday.
I think the Foreign Minister, Winston Peters, was quite angry at the decision. What has been the reaction from politicians to the news about Louisa?
So we had quite an extensive written statement from Mr. Peters yesterday, and he really made the point quite strongly that it was not a decision that the New Zealand government would have taken, and that their advice was still that any coverage could put Louisa at risk. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, did her regular press briefing yesterday afternoon, and she the only thing she would actually comment about was the conduct of the media, describing it as exemplary over the past years through the blackout. But she also made the point that it wasn't a decision the New Zealand government would have taken. So they haven't come out and overtly criticised the ICRC, but I know that there is a great deal of disappointment that the ICRC was seen by the government to take really a different position from it and go public yesterday.
We've seen the brutality of the Islamic State. What makes people believe that Louisa is still alive?
So there have been sightings in the last year, and that is the main thing that both the ICRC and the New Zealand government are relying on. So there was one in as early as late 2018 in December that the Red Cross has alluded to, and that was basically through that year that she had been seen nursing people in the camps, or that people had come from the camps. And there was one in 2017 actually in Iraq, and people had come from that camp and reported that they had been treated by Louisa. And then those sorts of reports carried on through, and there was one, as I said, the last one was late 2018. And from the government side, their latest intelligence was in January, and that was that someone who knew Louisa had pointed her out from two photographs of montages of people as they started to come out from Baguz, come out from that region when the fighting started. And so that's what they were relying on, and they saw that as pretty solid. And in January, the New Zealand government described the status as it was like she was likely alive. So that is really what has kept the hope going from both the ICRC and the New Zealand government side.
What an amazing woman to be held captive, but to continue working as a nurse and helping the sick and injured.
I have not met Louisa, but she sounds like an incredible woman, and not just this mission where she was captured in Syria in 2013, but this was her 17th mission for the Red Cross, and she has worked in some of the most dangerous places in the world. She's been in Bosnia, she's been in Iraq, Afghanistan, and she also survived another attack in Chechnya in 1996 when a Red Cross hospital was fired upon and six Red Cross delegates were killed by gunmen. And she heard it happening and locked the door and was the only survivor and was back at work from all accounts pretty quickly after that. But really, that's the message that the ICRC is trying to get out to her captors or anyone who might know where she is, that she's a humanitarian, that she had come over to the conflict zone to help people, not hurt people. And as evidenced by her actions since, in terms of being in IDP camps and potentially for all purposes a prisoner, still helping other people. That's really what they're trying to get out there as part of their message.
What's been the reaction from people in New Zealand who are reading this news?
Shock. It's been a story that both the way that it came out and also the amount of detail, because we've been working on this story for so long, it's a massive story to tell. So people, of course, incredibly worried about Louisa. She has a very large Cook Island family here in Wellington, just up the coast in Porirua and Kapiti Coast. So people very concerned about the family and some of them maybe hearing the story for the first time. Of course, great concern. Where is she? How is she? She's now 62. So worries about her health and having been held in very difficult conditions for a number of years, and then that extra layer about the questions of, was it the right time? Are we putting Louisa at risk by reporting the story now, or will it do more good than harm in terms of getting that information and that message into the region about the concern that still is there for Louisa and those two Syrian drivers?